In the studio with us now, Peter Santoscano is back. The hat he's wearing literally is the one for Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated. He's a resident of Sunbury, and so he helps SRI with a number of activities. But boy, I'll tell you what, global community, environmental, climate activist, biblical scholar, author, poet, performer, videographer, podcaster.
Overachiever?
Well, got a little bit of, I think you could be diagnosable, but that's fine. Look what it does to for us. It makes it, you're really out there. So we just appreciate you coming in. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
As we mentioned, you are wearing the SRI sandwich stroll hat today. And you're probably going to actually make one for Saturday, that this will be your SRI hat. But sandwich stroll, unusual fundraiser, kind of an awareness, an education raiser, and competition too. What is the sandwich stroll this Saturday?
It's good food. So this is our second annual. It was a huge success last year. It was the first time we did it. Basically, you get to walk around Sunbury from 11 to 2 and eat sandwiches. There are so many sandwich shops in Sunbury, and they each offer something unique and different. So we decided, well, let's give people a chance to sample them. So for $10, you get 10 tickets, and you exchange a ticket at one of the 17 participating vendors for a sample sandwich. It's like a two-bite sandwich. And I know from last year, by the time I got to sandwich bite number 8, I was like so full. So you can do it with a friend and share it as you go along. But it is so much fun because you get to go in and out of these spaces, and they are showing off their best sandwiches. And this year, they are competing to just come up with the most original, creative sandwich. So there's going to be a lot of different types of sandwiches at 17 different sandwich maker places.
Yeah, 17. I stood in downtown Sunbury the other day and said, well, where can you eat? Well, I was right next to the Edison, and I know about Pop Snyder's, but read the list of participants. I think people will be pleasantly surprised how busy the downtown is.
Yeah, and we have some like long-standing vendors and some new ones. So Ali's Deli, B&G's, Big Mambo's Latin Bistro, which is brand new, Cocina Tica, Dynamic Wings, Frank and Melly's Chicken, Little Addie's, Marlin's Sub Shop, Mary's Jams, Jellies, and More, which is in the Market House on Fridays and Saturdays. McGuigan's, OIP, Pop Snyder's, which won last year for the best sandwich. Roadhouse 61, Sunbury Sub Shop, The Dip Inn, The Edison Restaurant, The Squeeze Inn, and also Little Addie's won last year as well for their original sandwich. So lots of places. The Dip Inn, which is right next to The Squeeze Inn, is going to be offering an ice cream sandwich.
Oh, wow.
So we go the whole round. Yeah, they go there last.
And where is Ali's Deli? I'm not familiar with that particular one.
Ali's Deli, I think, is also in the Market House. There'll be a lot of activity going on in the Market House. And that was one of the big surprises for people last year. They went in the Market House to sample the sandwiches, and they saw, oh, there's a lot of life happening inside this Market House, things that they didn't know was going on. And so people have been going to the Market House since.
Oh, yeah. I'm in there frequently for the chocolate milk. So, and B&G's also, not personally familiar with that particular one.
I don't know B&G's either.
Okay.
This is what excited. I live in Sunbury. I walk around all the time. I'm like, wait, I didn't know this existed. And that's what happened last year. I went into places I'd never even noticed before. So it's great for the vendors, too, because they get a lot of foot traffic where they've not had it before. And all of these are walkable.
Right,
which is really exciting.
Yeah, from Dynamic Wings, let's say, well, past the Edison, up towards McQuiggan's, I guess.
Yeah, and you just carry on to Pop going. Snyder's, and then down a little alley, you're going to get to Big Mambo's. There'll be a map for everyone so that you know exactly where you're going. There'll be balloons out in front of the vendors so they're easy to spot. What you'll do is you buy your ticket online. I really urge you to, because they are limited. You go to Eventbrite. Just search for Sunbury Sandwich Stroll, purchase your tickets, and then pick it up that morning at the new SRI office, which is in the Albright Center. Have you been inside of that yet?
I have, not within the past year. I understand they've made quite a few more renovations.
It is breathtaking in there. That space is beautiful. That's 450 Chestnut Street, which is right around, the entrance is right around the corner from the library there in Sunbury.
Right, so that's the entrance you would use. So the entrance that we're one faces Chestnut Street.
That's right. Yeah, right. There'll be a sign there, enter there. And then, you know, you just walk around from there and Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
All right, so go to the Albright Center on Saturday morning to get your tickets. And if you do not get them at Eventbrite, you can still get them.
Hopefully, if they haven't sold out, because we have to have a cap. We sold out last year, for sure, and we're expecting to again this year. So if you didn't buy it online, try it. See if you can get in. But I urge you to get it ahead of time, and it's well worth it.
All right. So the Sandwich Stroll, Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated, is doing their second annual Sandwich Stroll, and they had hundreds of participants in terms of eaters last year. And now they have even hopefully more eaters, and you definitely have more restaurants. It's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is this Saturday. And by the time you visit some of these restaurants, you will be full. So it took you, what, six restaurants? To get full, and you only have twice as many more to do.
Well,
so
I kept going. It didn't stop me.
Well, that's fine. Well, you're walking. It's practically a fitness activity. So,
and there's going to be music, and there are other vendors that they can go to. Lots of fun shops in Sunbury now that people aren't aware of.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, and I agree. And that was a real discovery when I was in downtown Sunbury. I mentioned that just the other day. Enjoyed a fabulous lunch, and then new shops, Market House, and it's just there's a lot of vibrancy. And the music, where will that be if you want to listen to that?
There's going to be music in Cameron Park for sure, and possibly at the Roadhouse, which is becoming a venue for music in the Valley. So we've been talking to them about that. So some of the plans are still coming to place with that.
Okay, so yeah, the Roadhouse, Route 61 Roadhouse already is a landmark, but that's going to be growing. But they're going to have some of the food there. So this Saturday, Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated has their activity. All right, so Sunbury Revitalization, probably the fastest and easiest thing. Just go to Facebook and look up Sunbury Revitalization, Inc. You'll find that. The Sandwich Stroll, I believe, has an event segment there, so you can check that out and make sure you do that. Peterson Toscano, one of the volunteers. Before I let you go, all your good global environmental work and acting and work, give me a one-minute update on that, if you don't mind.
Sure. On my monthly podcast, Citizens Climate Radio, I just interviewed Brent Suter, who's a pitcher with the Milwaukee Brewers, who's very concerned about climate change and sustainability, and that was really amazing. I also, this year, got to travel to Hawaii and to the Philippines to talk to people about pollution there and things that people are doing about the pollution. It's been really exciting seeing the many, many solutions that people are coming up with. And the one thing that I hear over and over again is having strong communities in place before an extreme weather event happens saves lives and reduces injuries. And so we live in the Valley where we know we get floods. We always have, and we're getting more. And so I love events like Sandwich Stroll and all, because it brings the community together, connects people. And as we're moving into these times of more extreme weather, one of the best things we can do is get to know our neighbors, get closer-knit communities, so that when we need to lean on each other, we have each other there, and our neighbors aren't strangers.
Do you have one go-to place where I can find the sum total of some of your work, like your personal website or a Facebook page?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook for sure. If you just go to Facebook, my public page is Quirky Queer Quaker.
Okay. Or you are all of those.
Or you go to my website. It's PetersonToscano.com.
All right, PetersonToscano.com. Yeah, or Quirky Queer
Quaker.
Quaker, oh, that's right.
On Facebook.
We got to get that going. Of course, we got the faith in. A biblical scholar, author, poet, global traveler to make sure that climate is really not just brought up, but that activity happens and response happens after your talks and so on. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having us. And enjoy the Sandwich Stroll, everyone.
Yeah, this Saturday, 11 to 2 in beautiful downtown Sunbury.